The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.
We told you yesterday about Attorney General George Brandis being caught out calling the Queensland Liberal National Party mediocre. And Tim called in and made a very good point. He said, well, mediocre, that's exactly what you described the Federal Liberal Party as well. And Tim's right. The performance of the Turnbull government is mediocre, and that's putting it nicely. And when I spoke to Malcolm Turnbull last week, I said to him, look, you're not doing a good enough job as PM, and you're out of touch with the average Australian. And so far, Malcolm Turnbull has been nothing more than a mediocre Prime Minister. And to be fair, mediocrity in the Turnbull government is a team effort. It's not just Malcolm. If you handed out a report card to each of the Turnbull government ministers, there'd be plenty of C's and D's floating around. There's maybe an A-minus or two. And this has been backed up today by another shocking news poll. The Turnbull government is continuing to trail Labor on a two-party preferred basis. The opposition has held its lead 53-47. So what does that mean for Malcolm Turnbull? Well, he's one step closer to being turfed as Prime Minister. Because you'll remember when he took the job from Tony Abbott, he cited Mr. Abbott as losing 30 consecutive news polls as one of the reasons for rolling him. So Malcolm is on his way to catching up to that record. He's now lost 5 consecutive news polls. So by his own standards, if he loses another 25, then he can be challenged. And with the government performing so badly, today we learn that the number of federal government ministerial advisers has ballooned by 65% from last year. And Tony Abbott's former Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin, revealed last night to Andrew Bolt on Sky News, Malcolm Turnbull's Chief of Staff, Drew Clark, is earning about $600,000 a year, more than the Prime Minister. So we've got countless advisers earning pretty good coin, but nobody seems to be able to kick a goal. I think mediocre is the word. Mediocre indeed.
The R Word, a podcast series challenging the misconceptions about retirement living. Shane Jacobson is out to prove that the R Word is just that, a word. The R Word. Subscribe now in iTunes.